back. My terror was too great. I did not want to see what an ancient dominator looked like. We made it. Gods. Somehow the lady and I got Darling sufficiently far away for Father Tree to regain his full otherworldly power. The shriek rose rapidly in pitch and fury. I fell down, grasping my ears, and then it went away. After a time, the lady said, "Croker, go see if you can help the others. It's safe. The tree won." That quickly, out of that much fury. Getting my feet under me seemed an all-night job. A blue nimbus still shimmered among Father Tree's branches. You could feel his aggravation from 200 yards. Its weight grew as I moved nearer. The ground around the tree's feet hardly seemed disturbed, considering the violence of moments ago. It looked freshly plowed and harrowed, was all. Some of my friends were partially buried, but no one appeared injured. Everyone was moving at least a little. Faces looked wholly stunned, except Tracker's. That ugly character had not resumed his fake human form. He was up early, placidly helping the others, dusting their clothing with hearty, friendly slaps. You would not have known that a short time before he had been a deadly enemy. Weird. Nobody needed any help, except the walking trees and menhirs. The trees had been overturned. The menhirs, many of them were down too, and unable to right themselves. That gave me a chill. I got me another shudder when I neared the old tree. Reaching out of the ground, fumbling at the bark of a root, was a human hand and forearm, long, leathery, greenish, with nails grown to claws, then broken and bleeding upon Father Tree. It did not belong to anyone from the hole. It twitched feebly now. Blue sparks continued to crackle above. Something about that hand stirred the old beast within me. I wanted to run away, shrieking, or seize an axe and mutilate it. I took neither course, for I got the distinct feeling that Father Tree was watching me and glowering more than a little, and maybe blaming me, personal-like, for wakening the thing to which the hand belonged. "I'm going," I said. "Know how you feel. Got my own old monster to keep down." And I backed away, bowing some each 3 or 4 steps. What the hell was that? I whirled. One eye was staring at me. He had a Croker is up to another of his crazies look. Just chatting with the tree. I looked around. People seemed to be finding their sea legs. Some of the less flustered were starting to right the walking trees. For the fallen menhirs, though, there seemed no hope. Those had gone to whatever reward a sentient stone may expect. Later they would be discovered righted, standing among the other dead menhirs near the creek ford. I returned to Darling and the lady. Darling was slow to come around, too groggy to communicate yet. The lady asked, "Everyone all right?" Except the guy in the ground, and he came close to making himself well. I described the hand. She nodded. "That's a mistake not likely to be made again soon." Silent and several others had gathered around, so we could say little that would not sound suspect. I did murmur, "What now?" In the background, I heard the lieutenant and Elmo hollering about getting some torches out to shed a little light.